Hello everyone, Tony from Zero Fear English here, and welcome to another episode of the Zero Fear English podcast. This is a podcast for English learners who need something that is more difficult than beginner material, such as textbooks, but something that is easier than TV series or movies for native speakers. In today's episode, we are going to talk about podcasts and how podcasts can help you learn English. First of all, I want to talk about how podcasts help me learn languages like Spanish and Japanese. So, one of the reasons that I wanted to make this podcast is because in Japanese, a language I've been learning for many years, I often listen to these podcasts that were created by Japanese teachers who make these short versions of podcasts at different levels for learners of Japanese. But what they did is they make them relatively natural, but graded to a specific level. So they will speak in beginner Japanese or intermediate Japanese or advanced Japanese if that's the level you're at. And I think this is very useful, especially because the length is quite short. So you can listen to it, and if you understood most of it, then that's good. But if you didn't, you can listen to it again. 10 minutes is not a long time to commit to learning the language, so you can listen to the same episode over and over again, unlike a full-length podcast that might be like 2 hours. It's difficult to listen to that again and again. The thing I like about the graded level of the podcast is it's the theory of comprehensible input. So if you find content that is at your level, then that's perfect. You can listen to it many times over and learn something, because it's not just noise. It's content that you can understand. It's comprehensible. And you're inputting it because you're receiving input. You're understanding input. So anytime there's words that you don't understand, maybe you understand the words around it, and that way you can infer the meaning of the word you don't know, and gradually over time you'll start to hear those words again and again and learn them through context. So yes, I listen to those podcasts in Japanese. There's lots of them. And when I started learning Spanish, I wanted to find something similar, and fortunately, they do exist. So I'm able to use this method of listening to podcasts to learn the languages that I enjoy, and the format is digestible. And when I say digestible, it's like something that is easy to consume. Digestible, we use when we're talking about food, right? When we talk about food, we digest food. We can also digest knowledge. So if we talk about food, if it's digestible, our stomach can digest it. So if we talk about digestible input or digestible information, it's easy for our brains to digest. It's easy for it to comprehend. So anyway, back to my point. That's why I wanted to make this podcast for you guys as English learners, because it's what I liked for learning Spanish and Japanese. So what are the benefits of listening to podcasts? Well, of course, you get a lot of exposure to different vocabulary and different sentence patterns, and everything is in context. So you get vocabulary repeated again and again, you get sentence patterns repeated again and again, and you get everything in the correct context, as opposed to, for example, learning a list of vocabulary or random sentences from your textbook that you'll never remember because there is... you're just going to read the page, right? The page of where you learned a particular grammar point. Whereas you can just listen to this episode again if you want to learn, I don't know, vocabulary related to podcasts. Another advantage of learning from podcasts is if you want to learn a specific way of speaking, perhaps, if you want to learn British English, American English, you can listen to different podcast hosts who have that accent. Me, for example, technically speaking, I have a British English accent, but because I'm from Scotland, I have more of a Scottish accent, but my accent is quite mixed, so to be honest, find your own way of talking. There is no correct way to speak English. Of course, it's spoken by so many different people. You can come up with your own way of speaking English. But yes, if you find a host who you enjoy and you like the way they speak, if you listen to their podcast, you can imitate the way they speak. You can imitate the way I speak if you want. There is a name for that, and it's called finding a language parent. What we mean by a language parent is that when we're children, the first people who we imitate are our parents, right? The people who we imitate as children are our parents because they are our first contact with the language we speak. So in the same way, as an adult language learner, you can find someone who you can call your language parent and imitate the way they speak. And in that way, you can start to gain habits from the person you've chosen as your language parent. So like habits of the way they speak might become your habits, so you can speak like them if you like the way they speak. Another thing that I think is good about podcasts is, depending on the topic, the host will repeat vocabulary related to the topic. So for example, if you see my previous episode of the Zero Fear English podcast, it was a Christmas episode. So perhaps in that episode, I will repeat Christmas vocabulary a lot more than any other vocabulary. So I might say things more like Santa Claus, Christmas tree, presents. These vocabulary will be repeated in that episode because it's related to that topic. So, in that way, if you need vocabulary related to business, about cooking, or martial arts, find a podcast episode where they talk about those things. You will hear vocabulary related to that topic repeated in that episode. And that is my final point. The beauty of podcasts is you will receive natural repetition. And what I mean by that is, for example, some people like to use flashcards, they like to review words from their notebook and things like that. But in a podcast, you will hear words repeated again and again and again. Like in this episode, I've probably said the word repetitive many, many times. So hopefully, if you're learning from this episode, you can say repeat and repetitive in the correct way, the same way I have been using it in this episode. And also, one of the things I really like about podcasts is if you find one where the level is right for you, it's so easy to do. You just press play and you relax and listen to the host, or you go for a walk and listen to the host. You don't have to read, you don't have to struggle. Just let the language wash over you, and maybe you'll learn something new. And the thing is, you do learn things without even realizing it. You know, the brain will start to pick up new things without you trying. There's lots of proof of this happening in language learning, and I would like to talk to you more about that, maybe in a future episode. But for now, let's finish this episode here. If you guys are watching on YouTube, please subscribe to my channel, give this video a like, leave a comment telling me your favorite podcasts, and share this video if you know people who might be interested in my content. And thanks for watching. I always appreciate the support, and hopefully we will see you very soon in the next episode of the Zero Fear English Podcast. Bye for now, guys. Have a good day.